On the 10th day of Christmas, my true love gave to me 10 pipers piping, 9 drummers drumming, 8 maids a-milking, 7 swans a-swimming, 6 geese a-laying, 5 gold rings, 4 collie birds, 3 French hens, 2 turtle doves, and a partridge in a pear tree.
On the 10th day of Christmas, the king came bouncing into the Lord Chamberlain's office looking very cheerful.
"Good morning, Lord Chamberlain," he cried. The queen was delighted with the drummers drumming, but they sounded a bit monotonous to me. "I think we need some other sort of music to go with them, so I'm going to get 10 pipers piping. If they play with the drummers, it will sound much better. I've been to see the master of the king's music, and he tells me that we have 8 pipers in the royal band, so I only need to find 2 more. Now, Lord Chamberlain, where can I find those pipers?"
"Nose wipers, Your Majesty," said the Lord Chamberlain. "Nose wipers. Oh, take these," he cried, and pulled 2 large handkerchiefs from the pockets of his robe.
"My sister made them for me. They've got the letter W on them. W for William. That's me. But if you turn them upside down, they become the letter M. M for Majesty. So no one will know they're not yours." The king took the handkerchiefs gratefully and used them not to wipe his nose, but to wipe away the tears of laughter from his eyes. "Now, Lord Chamberlain," he said, "where can I find 2 more people who can play the pipes?"
"2 of the stable boys are pipers," said the Lord Chamberlain. "I'll go and fetch them, shall I?"
The king nodded, and the Lord Chamberlain went off to the stable, leaving the king to mop up his tears of laughter.